The use of clay from a Western scientific perspective, because my background is in biochemistry, is that the clay itself has a very high electronegative charge to it. Toxins to the human system are, for the most part, and almost exclusively, electropositively charged. And because of this natural property, the clay acts like a magnet. If you simply put a teaspoon of clay, and I don't suggest you go out in your backyard and dig it up, because perhaps there have been pesticides used on the yard or chemical fertilizers.
Lead and everything else.
Exactly. So it's much better to go to, say, a health food store and buy a clay that is appropriate for internal as well as external use. And you simply take a teaspoon of clay, put it in a glass or a coffee cup, but the vessel must be made of earth. It can't be metal or plastic, because the clay, which is virtually inert when it is dry, becomes highly reactive when it's wet and will actually draw the molecules of the plastic and the metal into the clay itself. So by using glass or ceramic, which are inert, you won't have this toxicity going into the clay. And you simply drink this glass of water with clay in it, and headaches are usually gone within 5 minutes. Diarrhea, you'd want to use more of the clay. In the study they talk about in the paper I showed you there, Victor, they use tablespoons rather than teaspoons, and up to 3 tablespoons at a time in a cup of water or less. And it is very effective for diarrhea, even very serious things such as a severe case of dysentery.